Well, I would go to the most immediate point.
Right.
So I went for a walk last night for my meeting, and and I turn to the left. You know the route. I go left. I go down a short distance, and then I come back and go to the what was the right, but it's just a straight line until I get to the end, and that like takes 10 minutes. And then they come back, and then I'm in front of my house. Then I stand at the wall, and I do my routine, physical routine. So so I turn left, and last couple of nights, I turn left and start walking to the left a short distance, and I see something moving on the wall, and it disappears. So the cat runs. As soon as I'm there, it runs. So I walk to where the cat appeared to jump off the wall, and I get this amazing, beautiful perfume smell. So, wow, I'm smelling the angels for the first time. I mean, I kind of did 8 months ago or something once, but definitely a smell, you know? I said, well, this is undeniable. And then I walked, and it wasn't there anymore, and I get to the end of the direction of the left. I turn around, and I come back, and approximately where the smell happened, it ain't there anymore. So I said, okay, there's not flowers emitting or something, because the smell will still be there. So the angel, I picked up the angel aspect in the cat, would you say?
Of course.
Right. Now, is that it, why did I smell it? Is it seeing me? Well, we know it hasn't seen me yet. I would have been eaten probably. But the thing is, why do I smell it this one time and not other times?
Because this is the first actual interaction you've had with what we call an A-class angel.
Okay. Does it know I'm experiencing it as a perfume? Well, we say no. I'd have to say no. You'd have to say no because they doesn't know me. It doesn't know, where I am yet.
See, you've got a new problem. You have red. You have red angels now.
What does that mean?
Deimos class. D-E-I-M-O-S class.
D-E-I-M-O-S. Is that something you can look up?
Well, fuck yeah. If you can't, give us a minute. We'll put it into Wikipedia.
So the Deimos, that doesn't mean it's not demon spelling, but sounds
no. D-E-I-M-O-S has no close compliance to demon.
Okay, so what does it mean to smell those angels, the Deimos?
That you're bumping into a red angel. They have access, but they can't do it. They can't do you. They can fuck up everybody else. They can fuck up everybody else, but they can't do you.
Okay, so that's an interesting phenomenon, or is it a sign of something? What's the warning, or what do I do? Nothing about this experience?
No. Be aware of it.
Mm.
That's the only reason we told you. Well, actually, we told Bert to make a big to-do about it. So that's the rub.
You told Bert so that there was a big to-do about it, or you told Bert to make a to-do?
No. We told Bert so there would be a big to-do about it. So now when people smell that smell, that wasn't for them. Bert uses it because he's not stupid. He's not gonna belay anything for his best behalf. That's not the point. What the point is it's for you. But we couldn't say it was about you because we're never going to expose you. Bob, you have no idea what's being done to keep you out of sight. You have no idea.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you tell me?
Ask something.
No, tell me how what you're doing to protect me or whatever it is that you just said. I have no idea about something. What is it I have no idea about? What is it that's happening?
How much is being extended for you to have the ability to be successful in your exodus for the world as we know it, for the godly ones on this spaceship called Earth?
And who's doing this dumb thing
you are.
And to make me significant?
You are.
Then you say I am, and I'm
against you. Namah, N-A-A-M-A-H.
Yeah.
The key. Mm-hmm.
And is that an angel, or what is that, Namah?
Well, it's a reference. You can look it up. You can find it. Or don't worry, Bert will work it up.
Yeah, so what did you tell Bert? You're saying, Bert, hey, Bert, Bob smelled something. Or how do you tell him?
We told Bert when the angels are stomping up, breaking up his driveway, his driveway. Yeah. He was fighting an angel, and we had to watch for the hyacinth tent. But that was an angel.
Yeah.
He was going to have to go do battle with an angel. And he was like, he's some big, broke-back nigga. He can whoop a nigga, but you can't whoop an angel unless you know what the hell you're doing. You see, that's
yeah.
the difference. So if you're going to go battle an angel, you better
so
know
what
did
he do? Yeah, what? That's how he's describing some.
Yes, I am. He told you. What happened was he paid attention to that scent. So when he had that scent, he knew that he could potentially be going into angel warfare. And he was able to
okay.
do it. He was able to get ahead of it because they weren't. Angels are so powerful, Bob, because they take you unaware. They'll woo you into this peeled grapes with the ostrich feathers blowing a little nice breeze on you, feeding you grapes while they slit your throat. See, but if you're heads up, you know you're going into battle, you're having a different response, you see.
Mm.
But you don't know.
Okay,
you only iced to win at hockey.
I'm only iced? What's that mean?
You only iced. You would break the rules in order to win at hockey. It wasn't from your prowess. It was from breaking the rules. So, you know, the normal stuff.
Yeah, I'm a typical con man, like Elon Musk. I cheat at everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So I cheat. And they
no,
have
that's okay.
to go along
you
with
just
it.
Use it to your you just use it to your best advantage. It's all right.
Yeah, but why would they accept something when I break the rules? They just stop the play and start over again, and they don't.
Mm.
No effect comes from it.
Mm. Okay, you got to find these. You got to find these. Enough. You're not saying anything, so we don't care. Well, let's do some good stuff. You've got to find features, biblical criticism. And it may not be that way. It may be a dated event of the Old Testament. Features. Okay. You now
what
find.
Are you saying? Did you say I have to? I have to find find, not
find.
Define define.
No.
I have to find something.
Find features, biblical criticism, or dated events of the Old Testament. It might be different titles. You have to find Brenton's The American Race. You have to find Baldwin's Prehistoric Nations. You should be writing this shit down. You have to find Bedard's Mammalia. You have to find Clay.
How do you spell that word? What was that word? Bedard's? Bedard's? Spell that word.
B-E-D-D-A-R-D apostrophe S. Mammalia.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find
Bedard's
Clay's
Mammalia.
Light of the Old Testament from Babel. You say, Babel.
I say
Babel.
I have to find them by Googling
yeah.
them?
No.
Okay.
Own them. You gotta buy them.
Oh, come on. What are you going to do that for?
Okay, and then Google them. Maybe that's good. You know
yeah.
Duckworth? You know Duckworth's Prehistoric Man? You may have that. Some of this shit you probably
no.
already got.
No, I don't. I don't recognize any
okay.
of the titles.
Duckworth's
no.
Prehistoric Man. That's why we're taking you somewhere, because you've been to go somewhere. Then you got to find Jeffrey with a G, Smith, Primitive Animals.
Is how is that spelled? G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y or J
yeah,
or G-E-F?
That's right. Jeff with a G is G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. Jeffrey Smith.
Right.
Primitive Animals. And then the only one that's really important here that's going to help you in track. Well, I know there's a couple, but just get this. You can make other people do this. You know you don't do anything. Godspeed's History of Babylonia. Godspeed's History of Babylonia. This is key.
Now, these are books, but they'll have no time to read. Why do I get them?
No. You don't just you don't have to. Once you play the thing, everybody will go after them. Different people will find different ones, and they'll get them. And then they'll go and tell you all about it, and la, 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 la. Don't worry about it.
Wait. You're telling me to announce this on the show?
No, this is your sound. This is your private session. Play it for the peoples, biggin'.
Play what you're saying right now.
Yeah. Just play it for them. We're putting it out there. We're laying it out
okay.
there, honey.
Good. Okay, so they can go find it, sure.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay. Hawks. Well, you don't do anything. Bless your heart. Hawks. Egypt and its monuments. That gives you your points. That gives the points because all the symbolism. You talk about that a great deal. and what McLuhan wrote about, and then finally ended up in LaRouche, which is a little bit scary. But and then you're going to find into Malthus, the principle of population.
Okay, you said hawk. Is that H-A-W-K-E or H-A-W-K?
No, no. H-A-W-K-S, apostrophe. Egypt and
apostrophe
its money.
Apostrophe S. Yeah, no, wait, where is it? You said apostrophe is if it comes after the S, but maybe you mean
it
H-A-W-K
does.
Apostrophe S. Oh, okay.
No,
it's after
H-A-W-K-S and then apostrophe because it already has an S on it. It wouldn't be H-A-W-K-S apostrophe S. Come on, Bob, you know grammar. Fuck, let's go.
But you don't do apostrophe, yes. You just do apostrophe.
Yes, you do. After, yes. Lacante.
Yeah, you go, no. See, you're so muddled. H-A-W-K-S apostrophe S.
No, H-A-W-K-S apostrophe. That's all.
Yeah. But you don't notice that. Didn't you say yes, no? I say something, you say yes, no. You don't know. You're confusing it. You indicate H-A-W-K-S apostrophe S.
No, H-A-W-K-S apostrophe. If hawks is plural or has the S already in its name, you don't say hawks S apostrophe S. You just say H-A-W-K-S apostrophe. That's all. It's possessive. Egypt and its monuments is the possessive work of hawks. That's all. You're making a thing. Lacante, compend of geology.
Lacante, how do you spell that?
Capital L, little e, capital C, O-N-T-E, apostrophe.
Apostrophe S?
No, just apostrophe.
Lacante with an apostrophe, and what comes after
yep.
Lacante?
Compend of, C-O-M-P-E-N-D, of geology.
Okay, compend. Say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Said that too fast.
C-O-M-P-E-N-D.
Okay, isn't that enough books? I mean, I'm not doing all this. They used a list of 20 books.
No,
what
no.
What the hell?
No, no, we're telling you. No. We're telling you what's going on.
I don't.
We're telling you exactly what's going on. Yeah.
How do those books tell me what's going on? And can we broadcast your answer explaining what's going on?
You're laying out the defense of the faith of your fathers.
Yeah.
You're
what's
laying it out where you're merging the Orthodox Bible's beliefs and the onslaught of outside positions and making Genesis a science rather than a history.
Okay.
That's what you're
doing. Well, that's nice.
And you're not going to do it.
Right.
You're going to let it be done.
That's right.
But see, look. Stop. This is simple. People are fucked up. And the best they can hope for is to die quietly. What kind of fucking life is that? What kind of fucking... Who would sign up for this? I'm for abortion. Just abort me, abort me, abort me. I don't want to go through all this bullshit. This money lied to, beat up, fucked, really fucked, and not fucked, and unfucked, and defucked, and been running myself up and down the world, being hurt, starved to death, froze to death, burn up, burn out, dehydrated, overhydrated, medicated, messed out, bunked out, bilked out, everything else a rabbit can do to a stump. Who wants to live like that? And if I'm lucky, I can survive it for 30 or 40 years. Then I lay down in a pit somewhere and die. Something doesn't shoot me in the face. Get a nice drive-by
Anybody listening is going to think that ain't going to happen to me.
Well, it does. Hey,
yeah, but they won't know.
Hey. Go to Hawthorne and see what happens, Bob.
What is Hawthorne? Is that a street?
California.
Is that a place?
It's a town. Okay. Hawthorne in California.
What that means.
It's right there at Compton. You know where Compton is, Bobby. That was your stomping ground back in your non-dope days. You're the biggest doper that never did. You're the biggest doper that never did dope. It don't make no sense. It's like crazy.
That was the only black guy that walked through there, and nobody could see me.
True. No, they were all inspired by your bush, Bob. That's all they could see. Bush and the shore. That's all they could see. It's an impressive bush, y'all. Y'all should pay money to see it. Bob, I'm telling you, that's, you can make all the money in the world. You